Old School 100.3 Soulful Sunday. Joining us, Derek, is one of my favorite producers, directors, and just a fun lady all the way around. She's a jet setter, just got back from her international travels.
Uh-oh.
And then I spotted her in New Orleans. She's all over the place.
Okay.
And then I saw her in Philly. And where else have I seen you? New York. She's international. Welcome, Lisa Cortez.
Hello, Deanna. Hello, Derek.
Hello.
And the list of your credits are so, they're so lengthy that we just can't even enumerate everything.
Yeah.
Today, you joined us a few weeks ago talking about your new documentary, Imagine a Future.
Mm-hmm.
However, today, which is doing very well, congratulations. You just showed
Thank
it you. At the Black Star Film Festival in Philly last week. But today we want to talk about Celebrity Crime Files, of which you're one of the producers. Tomorrow night, featuring a Philadelphian whose murder has still not been solved. I'm referring to John Whitehead. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we have kicked off season two of Celebrity Crime Files on TV One, and this season is amazing. We were so honored to come to Philadelphia and spend several days there shooting a story not only about the tragic loss of John Whitehead, but also his incredible legacy as a singer, as a songwriter, as a record producer.
Yes, and a daddy and a husband. I
yes,
know you spoke with his children
husband.
As well. Tell us some of the people who we can expect to see in this unsolved murder mystery of producer, songwriter, artist John Whitehead.
Well, in the show tomorrow night, you will see Eddie LaVert of the OJs, of which McFadden and Whitehead wrote many hits for those artists. We'll also see you, Deanna, looking quite fabulous.
All right.
We have Billy Paul, the great artist, and Bunny Siegler. We have the Whitehead family. We have his children who were able to come and share wonderful stories about their father. And we are so, so honored to have Mr. Kenneth Gamble and Mr. Leon Hutt. Not only did they share with us the stories of working with John, but also their reminiscences of him as a man, as a wonderful creative spirit.
And what season is this for Celebrity Crime Files?
This is season two.
Wow.
Last week, we started with a story on Bumpy Johnson. This week, McFadden Whitehead. We've got Scott LaRock's story coming up. We have a beautiful story with Reuben Hurricane Carter. You know, an interesting twist on the concept of celebrity crime, because Mr. Carter was accused of a crime, spent 20 years in jail, and then was finally released. So we're really expanding the spectrum of what celebrity crime is and miscarriage of justice can be.
If people want to find out more about Celebrity Crime Files on our sister network, TV One, where can they go on the internet?
They can go to the TVOne.com website, and there is additionally on the site links to some of the episodes that appeared last year.
Lisa, I caught the Marvin Gaye episode recently. You were featured in it, and I must tell you that it was so riveting. I love what you're doing with Celebrity Crime Files. Salute, kudos to you, to the team, and to TV One for bringing this excellent programming to our community.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm so honored to work with everyone at K2 Pictures here in New York, which produces a series. And I tell you, we put a lot of heart and great journalism into telling the stories of the people. This is not a salacious show. This is about the heart and why the loss of a man like John Whitehead is so tragic for our community.
Absolutely. Celebrity Crime Files airing tomorrow night on the TV One Network. Producer, director, Lisa Cortez, thank you so much for joining us on Old School 100.3.